It is Free For All Friday. Welcome to the Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I am just going to do a very brief movie review. Not even a review. It's just some of my thoughts because it's been on my mind because it was a fun thing to do with my kids this week. So I went and I took my kids to the Minecraft movie. Yes, yes, I went and did that. Only one of my kids has really played Minecraft a lot. So my oldest son played Minecraft a fair amount, not a ton. It's not like he built a gothic cathedral in Minecraft. A lot of people don't understand how really cool Minecraft can be. I was telling my wife about it. Okay, you got to know what Minecraft is, right? I'm sure you've got to have heard of this, right? It's basically a game. It's a building block game in a fantasy world where it seems kind of low res, but you can build all, it feels like medieval with the theming, but you can build all kinds of stuff and you have to build things. And then like at night, the zombies come and attack you. So you have to make sure you have shelter. But in free play with it, you can build basically anything. There was a kid who built like a working computer inside Minecraft, something that could do computations by just having the switches be able to go back and forth. I mean, there's stories that I've seen online. His parents who write on, you know, did I do anything wrong, Reddit, stuff like that, saying, I deleted my kid's Minecraft thing he was working on for 3 years. How can I tell him that it's just a game? Just a game. Your kid was like building this masterful world, spent years and years building this, and you accidentally deleted the whole thing or purposely deleted it. So I understand the big hubbub around Minecraft. And my son had played the game a little bit, so I decided to take him to the movie. And another reason I took my whole family, actually, to the movie. And I originally was just going to take the boys, but Laura joined us. And at first I told Laura, you probably don't want to go to this. She said, why not? I said, because it's probably going to be dumb. It's going to be a dumb movie, but the kids will like it. And what's really hard is that there's not a lot of kid movies. When I was a kid, it felt like there were always movies for kids coming out in theaters for you to go see. But now in the film industry, for a film to be successful, it has to be able to appeal to overseas markets. So you just can't have live action movies with kids anymore. You know, one that I showed the kids recently that I liked, it's not super good. I get why it has like a 6 out of 10 on IMDb.com. Little Rascals. It's kind of annoying. It's not a movie. I couldn't imagine adults enjoying that movie, but like little kids, like these kids are like 4 years old in it. It's kind of, it's a little weird, the things they ask them to do. But like my four-year-old was loving watching other four-year-olds having little adventures and pretending to act like grown-ups. And it was just a hoot for him. But there's not a lot of family films that come out. The only ones I've taken the kids to see, I took them to like the Super Mario Brothers movie. They had a great time with that. So if there's anything that can be a kid movie that comes out, I will take them to see. Because what's funny though is when I was a kid and they made movies for kids, quotation marks, I felt like a lot of those were movies that like adults could also enjoy. They actually weren't super well made for kids. Like, to give you an example, my kids loved the Super Mario Brothers movie. I thought it was done really well. I was worried when I first heard, I promise I'll get to Minecraft. Just hold your horses for a minute. Chris Pratt in it. I'm like, oh gosh, how's that going to go? It's me, Mario. And he ditches the accent. Like, okay, that's good. But it's very faithful to the game. Right? It's very faithful. When I was a kid and they had the Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins, I think John Leguizamo playing Luigi. And what is it? Hoffer, you know, who is the guy? Dennis Hopper. He was the bad guy in Speed, right? Do not attempt to grow a brain on me. Plays King Koopa. The original Super Mario Brothers movie is wild and crazy, not good. I mean, it's a cult classic, but when you watch it, it like takes place in a weird cyberpunk dystopian world. Absolutely nothing like the Super Mario Brothers game. Absolutely nothing like the game at all. And so it's weird as a kid when you want to watch it. I still liked it as a kid, but I thought this is really weird. But now it feels like executives are like, we want to make money. How do we make money? Give them what they want. Just give them the thing that they like in a movie form and do it. And that's what I think they did with the Minecraft movie. They were very particular making it to be faithful to the mechanics of the Minecraft game. So Minecraft, like the main character is a blue-shirted guy named Steve, and you just play as Steve and you can mine and make all kinds of stuff. And so the movie is Jack Black plays Steve. And you can tell, as Critical Drinker says in his review channel, that this is a movie designed by committee. It's like how they say a camel is a horse designed by a committee. This is a movie designed by committee to just appeal to the lowest common denominator. Because it starts with Steve giving you this huge info dump about the world being sucked into the Minecraft world. And then there's another world in it called the Nether world, or the Nether, with these evil pig people in it. And lots of exposition dump, which is always usually bad in a movie. When you have to tell people all the backstory, it's usually pretty bad. And then when that's over, it almost feels like the movie restarts again with Jason Momoa, who plays like this video game champ whose video game store is going out of business and he's trying to find purpose in life. And he comes across the magical device that will take him to the World of Warcraft movie. And then it almost restarts again when you have a kid and his sister, their mom's dead, they're moving to a new town. And it just feels like, and Critical Drinker nails it on the head, it's like, okay, well, we can't just have Jack Black. We also have to have someone who will really draw people in, like Jason Momoa. Oh, wait, people aren't going to come if there isn't a kid in it, because kids love Minecraft and they want to see a kid on screen. So we got to make sure we have a kid in. I think he's like 12, 13 years old, something like that. And then their African-American real estate agent shows up in there for, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, I guess. And she's fine. But you have them in there, and then they just go to the other world. And it's very predictable, but it's faithful to mechanics. I will say, though, it was nice. Laura and I go in. I set the bar really, really low. Like Critical Drinker said, like, kids will like this, but adults really wouldn't. I set the bar really low. And it actually got over the bar pretty easily. I set it very low, but Laura and I found that the dialogue was actually pretty snappy. There was some pretty funny stuff in there. Jason Momoa and Jack Black seemed to be having a lot of fun. Jack Black was having a lot of fun. He was just trying to sing whenever he can. I miss Tenacious D, the band that he was in. Like, those, that was the good old Jack Black days. But he, it's similar to Super Mario World, the new one. He plays Bowser in it. And he just, and like, why is Jack Black Bowser? Like, oh, he's singing in it. And he is just hamming it up on screen. Absolutely hamming it up. Does the film drag on a bit? Yeah, it kind of does. You probably could have cut 20 minutes from it and streamlined it a bit. Are the stakes really high? No. Is the villain gripping? Totally forgettable. Are the characters that memorable? Jason Momoa and Jack Black, they're pretty decent. The others, they're just kid, and side supporting lady. They're fine. Is there a theme, a heavy-hitting theme? Not at all. They're trying to be like the Lego movie, where it's like creativity. You can be in the real world and be just as creative as you are in Minecraft. Doesn't hit with the emotional punches all. The Lego movie is a legitimate work of art. Like, it is brilliant, the theme of the Lego movie. And so that is one of the best product placement movies I have ever seen. I could watch that over and over again. Could I watch the Minecraft movie again? Maybe if I have absolutely nothing to do and I'm laying on the couch halfway to taking a nap and the kids are just sitting there watching that movie again. So maybe. So otherwise, I would say it is not that bad. If you set the bar low as an adult, you'll like it. My kids liked it. My four-year-old, he was yucking it up at some parts. He thought it was great. There was one part with the Enders that he was like a little freaked out by and scared. But otherwise, they're having a blast, man. They're having a blast. So that's it. That is my little review of the Minecraft movie. A little fun thing that I'd recommend. And who knows, maybe every now and then I'll do some more movie reviews. I rarely ever go to the movies. It's expensive. We went on the discount day. But maybe people have asked me, you want to do movie reviews? Who knows? Maybe it might be a future bonus segment of the Council of Trent. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.